Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 300 block of West Booner Street last week. Officers were responding to numerous complaints from neighbors about suspected drug activity at the location. A search of the apartment turned up a small amount of heroin, 8 grams of hash, a firearm, and several items believed to have been stolen, including one of the cameras stolen from News Channel 3 in February. Officers arrested 38-year-old John David and 36-year-old Kerry Drager, and both were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including possession of illegal controlled substances and possession of stolen property. In other POP team news, POP officers served a search warrant at an apartment in the 700 block of 10th Street in Eureka last week. Officers contacted the residents, 29-year-old Benjamin Halseth and 19-year-old Shannon Lewis, and detained them outside the apartment complex. A search of the apartment turned up more than 24 grams of heroin, a small amount of methamphetamine, and a little more than a pound of marijuana. Both Halseth and Lewis were booked on possession and possession for sale charges. 7 local law enforcement agencies, along with the California Highway Patrol, conducted DUI saturation patrols throughout Humboldt County on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Officers were looking for dangerous and impaired drivers, and they made numerous stops. 7 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, while several other drivers were arrested for either driving without a license or driving on a suspended license. In late January, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department received a missing person report regarding Thomas Sierra after he walked away from his family's residence on Pinecrest Drive and never returned. Search and rescue teams scoured the area over the course of the next few days but found no sign of Sierra. Last Friday, search and rescue teams were back out in the Redwood Valley conducting another search for Sierra when they were contacted by an 8-year-old child who reported they had found a human body. The remains were identified as those of Sierra, and an autopsy to determine a cause and manner of death has been scheduled. In early March, the Arcata Police Department identified 36-year-old Timothy Dickinson as the prime suspect in a series of residential burglaries in the Sunny Bray area. On Sunday, Fortuna Police, acting on a tip from a citizen, located Dickinson in the 700 block of Fortuna Boulevard and took him into custody. Dickinson was booked into county jail on burglary charges, and witnesses to the incidents reported seeing both Dickinson and his vehicle leaving the scene of several of those burglaries. And earlier this month, county administration announced that it introduced a new web-based format to allow citizens to share their thoughts about various issues being considered by the Board of Supervisors. The Open Humboldt Forum currently has 2 questions residents can weigh in on regarding a proposed campaign finance reform proposal the board discussed at last week's meeting. The issue will be back in front of the supervisors in April, and in the meantime, you can log on to the county website and provide your feedback. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Anthony Mantova has a story on infrastructure and business development in the local community.
For today's Our Community, we continue with looking at how local government can help with business development. There's an interdependent relationship as local government relies on tax revenues and business development is aided by a certain degree of infrastructure. Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg points out is something you may not notice until it's gone.
Nobody complains about it till it's not there, and then or if they need it and want it and they can't get it.
Deciding who gets what, especially in a region as large and diverse as ours, is a critical issue.
It's a tricky one with how do you disperse it, who gets it, and the county's so huge.
The bill for infrastructure is high, and when funds are tight, local governments sometimes get behind.
Because I think the last I heard, we were $200 million in deferred maintenance for the county, and most of it's all roads.
Stay tuned next Monday as we continue discussing business development in our community.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.